You're listening to the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Intercoastal Podcast. I'm Daquan Mickens, and we are in the midst of the fall season. Since Halloween is right around the corner, let's talk about a few ways that you can celebrate in Beaufort. On Saturday, October 28th, there's going to be a free movie night in the park at the downtown waterfront showing the Halloween classic Hocus Pocus. There's also Halloween ghost tours available and a pumpkin patch at the Carteret Street United Methodist Church. Along with these events, we also have a trunk or treat in historic downtown Port Royal on Sunday, October 29th. Joining us now to talk about the event is Kevin Greaves from the Lowcountry JCs. Welcome to the show, Kevin.
Thanks a lot, brother. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So one thing we like to do when people come on the podcast, we like to ask them about their Beaufort story. So could you kind of give us your Beaufort story, how you ended up in Beaufort, or, you know, why you love Beaufort so much?
All right. Absolutely, brother. So I ended up in Beaufort, I want to say July of 2017. So I've been I served in the United States Marine Corps from July 2011 to December of 2019. And July of 2017 is when I came down here to be a drill instructor. And after I did all that, my next duty station was the air station. That was where I served out the rest of my contract. Hmm. And me being originally from Brooklyn, New York, the options were either either move back to Brooklyn or stay here in Beaufort. And the cost of living is definitely cheaper over here.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure the last few years it's just definitely gone up. So if it's gone up around here, it most likely gone up back there in Brooklyn. So I was like, you know what, I'll stay here. And it's probably the best decision that I've made so far.
Yeah.
Just to take in all the sights and sounds, the people that I've met, especially within the JCs. And I'm just really excited to be here on behalf of the JCs. I'm the chapter vice president. I'm here to talk about the event that we're bringing back.
Yeah.
After the pandemic pretty much wiped everything out, the town of Port Royal reached out to the JCs to talk about bringing back the trunk or treat, because we ran a little beta test last year.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense of, we held the trunk or treat, just like a smaller version of it, but in the parking lot of the Port Royal Town Hall.
Yeah.
And the feedback that we got from that was tremendous. So Port Royal reached out to us, was like, hey, how would you like to do that, but on a much grander scale?
Yeah.
So we immediately jumped at the opportunity. The members of the planning committee who helped put this trunk or treat together, they've all been amazing. And we are completely stoked and excited to bring this event back and just to see everybody. See all the smiles on the kids' faces, all the costume ideas, all the trunk decorations. Mm-hmm. People have been hitting me up on social media, on a private message thing, just telling me some of the ideas that they have, and some of them are pretty cool, and others are like, "Are you sure you really want to do that?"
So not so good.
I can't wait to see what October's Wonder Night brings to the table.
Yeah, that sounds fun, especially since you guys haven't done it in full scale since COVID happened. So
correct.
We're looking forward to that, and definitely having that community aspect of something to look forward to and a big event like that.
Absolutely. Especially since the way that I envision it, when October 1st hits, and I'm pretty sure it's not only in, you know, Beaufort, not only in South Carolina, but I'm pretty sure all over the world, it's you'll see like the Halloween decorations come up, and then right after that it's Thanksgiving, then after that Christmas, and then New Year's, yada yada yada. So that's like the start of the holiday season.
Yeah.
And just taking a walk around Port Royal, and even Ladies Island, Bluffton, Beaufort.
Yeah.
Just seeing all these fall decorations, all these Halloween decorations, people are just out there. And I'm like, you know what, that's pretty cool. And with the holiday season, you know, it is a time for happiness, and it is a time where people kind of reflect on more of the negative stuff. And I believe this is our way of bringing the community together, and also including individuals that are in the surrounding areas of Port Royal, just to let them know, hey, you can come on out, have fun with us, celebrate, share some laughs, get some candy, you know, get that sugar rush in you right before the start of the following weeks to come.
Yeah, so when you see the kids, I experienced it last year, but that excitement that the kids get when they get a piece of candy, or they get the candy they were looking for, that you're wearing a costume and they're like, oh, I know what you are, and they say, it puts a smile on your face because they're kids. And there's nothing like being around kids and they have that innocence and nothing in the world matters to them but that candy and the costumes.
That's true.
And they can absolutely just enjoy and have fun.
And even some of the adults as well, when they see the costumes, they're like, really, you decided to wear that for Halloween? All right, cool. We're rolling with it.
So do you have an idea of what you're dressing as for Halloween this year?
I thought about going as Bane, the Batman villain.
That's a good one.
But my arms aren't big enough.
Yeah.
So I was just like, you know, if I can find me like a black trench coat, I can get like one of those Under Armour shirts, some slacks, some black boots, get an eye patch. I'll be Nick Fury.
Yeah, that's
good. Draw a little goatee mustache on my face. Or I think, let me see. I think I might have enough time to actually grow out a goatee, but if the time gets if it gets a little bit too close to Halloween, then I'll just sharpie it up.
Yeah. That's so funny, because I was thinking of Halloween ideas and Bane was one of the first that came to my mind, and I was like, you know, Bane would be really cool. I even looked up the mask and everything. I was like, that'd be a really cool costume.
Well, I actually have one of those elevation masks. I haven't used it in a while because, you know, cardio's not my best friend.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. But I figure I can get the elevation mask, maybe some like black duct tape or some gorilla tape.
Yeah.
And just like, tape it up over the top. Maybe make a little makeshift Bane mask.
Yeah, that would
but
be good.
Then again, the arms aren't big enough. The shoulders ain't big enough. So I don't know. I don't know what the outcome of that will be. So I think Nick Fury would be a much safer option.
Yeah, that is a good one as well.
I was also thinking about doing going as Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah,
when he was in Fast Five as Luke Hobbs. But yeah, that's I think I did that one 2 years ago.
Yeah,
so to do like a repeat.
Okay,
no, I'm good.
Trying to be unique and original every year,
right?
But it's funny. We talk about costumes, and last year, you know, I just kind of grabbed stuff around the house, and then went to Walmart and grabbed a mask. But I had a Naruto headband around the house, and the kids were always like, "Oh, you're Naruto! Like, you got a Naruto headband!" And I'm like, yeah. And some of the parents even knew. And in my head, I was like, "It's so crazy thinking how all these younger kids, they're under 10, 12 years old,
but they know exactly who
they know
is.
Naruto." And I was like, "These kids weren't even around, or they weren't born yet." Around that time period. So it's just really cool to see their reaction to things you wouldn't know they would know the costume wise what it was. So
it's awesome, because I think anime transcends like generations. Like I think there are certain popular animes that came out, I want to say late 80s, early 90s, and you still see episodes of that playing.
Yeah.
And everybody from my mama all the way down to like my nieces and nephews, they know exactly who the same character is.
Yeah.
And you take a step back and like, wow, that's been here throughout my entire childhood and my adulthood as well. Oh, that's pretty cool.
And that's the cool thing about Halloween. You can see those generations bridging together. It's like everyone knows the Scream mask. Everyone knows Michael Myers from old to young.
Yeah.
So you get to bring that out and everybody gets to connect and be like, oh, we're scared, or oh, we know this character, and it surprises everybody.
Right. I think one of the coolest costume ideas I've seen, there's a family who dressed up as the Incredibles.
Oh yeah, that's awesome.
So my girlfriend, her brother, his fiance, and their kids, they all dressed up, and the brother looks nothing like Mr. Incredible, but just the fact that they have those costumes on, I was like, I know where that's from.
Yeah.
Wow, am I getting old? But I know where that's from.
Yeah, that is funny. So along with the costumes you can expect from this event, what else can we expect from this event?
To be honest, an influx of kids.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing 9th and 12th, Parasite between 9th and 12th Street just laterated with just nothing but kids and costumes, just going around with their bags, and the trunks that are going to be out there. I'm looking forward to seeing all that as well. We do have our volunteers that are gonna be coming out. They're going to be helping out with the candy stations. So the individuals that are participating in the trunk or treat, the event's going to be from 3 to 5.
Okay.
However, the setup for the event is going to be from 1 to 2. And that's where we're asking all the participants. That's when they come in, secure their spot, and just get ready for the festivities, if you will.
Yeah.
Because once 3 o'clock hits and those kids start running rampant, it's going to be a hassle to try to get in at the last second, and then you can't find your spot. So we do ask that they come and show up early. We have, it's definitely an event that a lot of us are looking forward to, especially since the pandemic hit and it's the holiday season. I think this is the way to really bring that in a very big way.
Yeah. And it's something that sticks with these kids for a long time. I remember going to my very first trunk or treat.
Right.
And I think I was a little older because trunk or treat wasn't a thing until I was like midway through high school. So, but I remember taking my brothers and going with my parents, and it was a real experience.
Right.
It was a real fun time. So it's something that sticks with these kids for their whole lifetime.
Most definitely.
You guys are doing a great job. If you could tell the listeners about the Low Country JCs and what you guys kind of stand for.
So the Low Country JCs, the JCs started in 1910. By a man named Henry Geisenberg in St. Louis, Missouri. It was originally called the Young Men's Progressive Association, and it started out as like a dance club. And so about 5 years after it was started, I think somebody had approached him about them getting into more civic issues, more community involvement. And that's when the whole JCI movement started. And then about 5 years after that, so I want to say shortly after World War One, that's when Henry Geisenberg and the now JCs, they reached out to other cities for them to start chapters. And then as the years went by, what started out as a chapter in St. Louis, Missouri, expanded to cities, expanded to the nation, and then expanded beyond that. So we are an international organization.
Okay.
We're a leadership development organization for people ages 18 to 40. And one of the ways in which we develop the leadership skills within young people is to put on such events like the Trunk Retreat and also the Food Truck Festival that we had put on earlier this year. We were supposed to have the Food Truck Festival last year, October, but now that's when the impending hurricane was supposed to come through, and then it really didn't. And then a lot of the people who were helping us out, they had pulled out at the last minute because they're like, they didn't want their equipment getting messed up because of inclement weather. So we moved it over to April, and lo and behold, because of the weather, some people here and there pulled out. But thankfully, there were some others that were like, you know what? We're with you guys. Yeah. We're going to stick through. We're going to power through it. Yeah. And they came through in full fashion, and they helped us out a lot. We were able to put on that event, and the response that we got from the community was overwhelming.
Yeah.
And we're looking forward to putting on events like that next year. Another event that we didn't actually put it on, but we actually participated in it. Mm-hmm. It was the 4th of July celebration that took place here in Port Royal.
Yeah.
We were helping out Shell Ring. And I was fortunate enough. Well, I wouldn't say fortunate enough. It just so happened to the opportunity presented itself.
Yeah.
And I merely jumped on it. So the music acts that were there, Campfire Tyler was one of them. The Marine Corps Band was supposed to be one of them, but yet again, the weather and the weather down here is unpredictable. And they didn't want their equipment getting messed up, and rightfully so. I don't blame them at all. Tough. So once the weather cleared up, I had the opportunity to go get my equipment and head down there and just keep the party rolling.
Oh wow!
So it was definitely interesting to do that. Not only for the love of the music, but also as a representative of the JCs.
Yeah.
To be like, hey, when stuff gets a little bit weird, you can call us. We got you. We'll be there for you guys.
Yeah. And that's what community is all about. And
right.
You guys represent that. And a lot of people, when they come to visit Beaufort or they're driving through Beaufort,
right,
they notice, hey, this is a community town. And I'm sure you coming from New York,
you
realize oh my God, that community, everyone's friendly. Everyone's wanting to help everybody.
The complete opposite in Brooklyn. The complete opposite. You'll say good morning to somebody and all of a sudden they want to square up with you and fight.
Yeah.
I just say good morning. I want you to have a good day. I don't want to catch these hands.
Yeah.
I'm trying to catch the train so I can go to work.
But, yeah. Yeah. I like to tell the story of my cousin. He was from New York and his first time in the South. Just driving down the street, and I waved to someone walking down the street, and his first reaction was, "Do you know him?" And I was like, "No, it's just what we do down here. We wave to the neighbors,
and then they look at you like you're crazy."
Yeah, and he was just like, "Well, that's a little weird." And I was like, "No, it's kind of what we do. It's a friendly,
right?
Hey, how are you doing? Keep it but moving."
Did he get used to it afterwards? Did he find himself doing the exact same thing?
Getting used to it. So,
my parents had come down here. I want to say about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They had come for my birthday weekend. They came to surprise me, and they said that it's really interesting to see like the way in which people interact with each other,
mm-hmm.
And how they treat stuff down here.
Yeah,
I mean, not talking bad about Brooklyn. I always have love for my hometown and everything, but no, just the aggressiveness that comes off.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get A to B. Doesn't matter who's around me.
And, you know, they just don't, a lot of times they don't like stop and take time to more or less smell the roses, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And like here, it's on that level.
Yeah.
It's on that level of people just, you know, taking time to just like stop and just appreciate stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just, I really love this place.
Yeah,
I really do.
And that's something we've noticed with this podcast is a lot of the people here are transplants, kind of like yourself with the military.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of come to Buford, or they're experiencing Buford for a short period, and then they realize, wait, I really like this place.
Right.
Why would I leave? So they, you know,
so they find themselves moving down here eventually. Yeah, right.
And they never want to leave. So. I'm one of those people. I'm not originally from Buford. I'm from upstate South Carolina. So coming to Buford, I was just like, it was a little struggle for me, but I actually was like, wait a second. Now I get it. It's slow country, relax. And there's no other place like Buford. It's the charm here. There's something
almost
about
definitely. Absolutely.
Something in the air. Yeah.
So. It's got to be. And I think my favorite thing to see, because I, aside from working in the JCs, I also mm-hmm. work with MCCS on base. So I'm either on Paris Island or on the air station.
Mm-hmm.
And almost every other week when they have like family day and graduation for the recruits, watching those families come in
mm-hmm.
and they take a look around not only at the base, but they're also asking questions about, you know, stuff out in town, mm-hmm. like the various shops, namely here in Port Royal, downtown Port Royal.
Mm-hmm.
They ask about the small businesses. Then when we tell them about it, they're like, wow, we don't have anything like that back home.
So, yeah.
Well, that's what makes it one of a kind.
Yeah.
So while you're here, try to see as much as you can. Mm-hmm. You know, take your newly graduated Marine out and about. You know, have him or her, you know, pretty much just show you around if they can. And, you know, it's a pretty good experience.
Yeah.
It really is. I love to see, like, the expressions on their faces when they are completely just blown away by the atmosphere around here.
Yeah.
It really is one of a kind.
Especially that very first time you take it in.
Right.
Thanks so much, Kevin. This has been a fun episode.
Not a problem, man.
It was great talking to you. It's great getting to know you.
Yes, sir. Likewise.
And hear about you and Buford and, you know, the Halloween trunk-or-treat experience. If you could you tell everybody where they can find the JC, the Lowcountry JCs on Facebook or social media?
On the on Instagram, we're at Lowcountry JCs.
Mm-hmm.
On Facebook, we have our own page, Lowcountry JCs as well.
Okay.
And if you want to meet us in person, just show up October 29th and we'll be out there. Ready to talk. I'm not really sure if I'm going to go through with that whole Nick Fury costume yet. that's still in the works. So if I don't have that on, I'll definitely have this JC shirt on. So okay. just look for the bald dude. And if the sun's out, you'll notice me from like a mile away. The gleam hits different. So just come out, say hi, say what's up, and just take in the festivities. That's all.
Yeah. Like we said before in this episode, the Halloween season starts the holiday season. And we're looking forward to the holiday season here in Buford and Port Royal. Thank you all for listening to the Intercoastal Podcast. You can follow us on social media at @visit_BufordSC on Instagram or at @BufordSC on Facebook. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave a review. We'll talk to y'all next time. This has been another episode of the Intercoastal Podcast, hosted by Daquan Mickens and the team at Visit Buford, Port Royal, and the Sea Islands, produced by Relic.